There are millions of unemployed youths globally. A world is broken and young people are mostly affected. But in a multitude of cancer, there is safety. Every week, Great Awaiti engages in discussion with industry professionals and business leaders to share their opinions and insight on how youths can find jobs, create jobs, and build successful careers. Are you young and want to build a successful career? Welcome to the show.
So it's a privilege to do this episode again, and this episode actually came out of my previous episode with Idris on what has changed about job hunting, and it was important that we actually take the conversation further into some of the challenges that young seekers really do point out that they have when they seek out for job, and one of such is organizations or employers asking for certain level of years of experience to find a job. So you see a job ad that says, I'm looking for so-so-so-and-so position, to hire so-so-and-so position, and we need fresh graduates, or young graduates with so-so-so years of experience. And then a lot of young graduates, yeah, we don't have these many years of experience. And so where do employers expect us to get these years of experience? And so I got somebody to have this conversation with, right? Somebody who has been in the employer side of the engagements over the years. And I think it's important that we have this conversation. Thank you so much, Adedeji, for your time to speak with me on this show today.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So I think we should start first by getting to know who Adedeji is, so everybody who listens to this episode can, you know, have a glimpse of your experience. What do you do, and then what has influenced your decision around what you do?
Okay, so my name is Adedeji Onobile. Currently, I work as a consultant with Jobberman. I'm currently working on the project. It's called the Young Africa Works Project, and the overall goal of the project is to train 5 million Nigerian youths and place 3 million of them in dignified employment by 2025. Mm. It's a project funded by the Mastercard Foundation in partnership with Jobberman. And we want to train these youths across three key states, which is Lagos, Kano, and Kaduna, and across three key sectors, which is the creatives, digital, and agricultural sector. Prior to working on this project, I used to be an HR consultant with Deloitte. I spent over 3 years at Deloitte, and now I'm here working on this project. So that's a brief summary of my profile.
Okay, great. Impressive. Yeah. I mean, that's like a huge work you're doing with Jobberman. I mean, that number sounds large, but I mean, we really need such interventions. So Adedeji, straight to the point, right? What exactly influenced your decision to do what you do?
To do what I do? So I would say, first of all, I like preferring solutions. That's why I joined consulting. Okay. So to look at this organization, to say, okay, these are the challenges, these are the things we can do better. And hearing about the project that talked about empowering people with relevant skills, majorly soft skills, and also trying to place people in dignified employment, something that piqued my interest. So I was happy to jump on it and to be a part of that great initiative. So I'm always, in summary, I'm always looking out for opportunities or things that would have impact on young people around me.
Great. So like you, I don't know if like me, you've had a series of young persons, right, as you do your work with young persons, complain of the issue of not having the years of experience that a lot of employers look out for, right? So in my work both as a recruiter and also by the side, I also do a lot of employability projects, right? So we've had a couple of young persons who say, oh, we're job hunting, but a lot of requirements we don't have. How do we catch up? How do we meet up to those kind of requirements? So I'd like to have a conversation with you. First of all, why are those requirements there, right? From you have been at both end of the spectrum, right? Both are from the employer. Yeah. Why are those requirements there? Maybe we should start the conversation from that point.
Okay, yeah, interesting. So from the employer's perspective, why they would put the major reason why they would put an entry-level role or a role for someone who's just starting and they're asking for a couple of experiences because they don't want to have a situation whereby someone comes in and the person cannot do like the most basic things. So they expect you to be able to do, or so if, for example, as a young graduate, you should have shown enthusiasm by taking some certain courses. They just want to see a certain level of, what would I use? A certain level of interest from this young graduate to say, okay, at least these people can do one or two things. Most times they know you are a young graduate and they don't expect you to have all of those experiences. But they want to see, okay, that this person has taken initiative on his own to make like conscious or positive steps to acquire certain skills that might be relevant on the job. That's what the employer is looking at.
Okay.
And okay.
So let me ask this question in this way. Is it possible for a young graduate to have 2 years of experience or 3 years of experience?
Yes, it is possible for a young graduate to have 2 years of experience. 3 years may be too much, but 2 years, a year to 2 years experience is possible. And the reason why I will say it's possible is that so during school, you have like, what's it called? For some courses, you have opportunities to have internship sessions, depending on the course you study. Also, when you're on breaks, there are certain breaks you have. You could work 2 months, you could work a month, you could work 3 months, depending on how long the break is. So if you are someone who has taken positive steps or you are someone who's cautious about gaining work experience, before the end of your four-year program, there's every tendency that you may have gained at least a year work experience by working across different companies or different sectors. So it's possible to gain at least a year experience by the time you are graduating from school.
So in that sense, what you are saying is an average student would not necessarily have to wait till they leave the university to begin to gain work experience. Because I think that's where the box of the challenge is coming from is when we are in school, we are told to focus on academics, right? And now we leave school and then the people who want us to focus on academics are saying, we want you to come with 2 years of experience. And so that's where the entire clash of intentions are coming from, right? So, but what do you think in your line of work, working with young persons, do you think we need to work on in terms of perspectives, mentality, belief system as regards work experience generally?
Okay, so based on my relationship with young people, I'm also a young person, don't let me sound like I'm too old. But based on my relationship with youth, I would say there are certain things you need to look out for or take or be cognizant of if you are going to get these very good opportunities that require a bit of work experience. So first of all, I usually advise them to educate yourself. So there are courses while you're in school, or maybe you just finished school, there are short courses you could take on online platforms, Thinkific, Coursera, Udemy, and some of these courses are free. Certificates, diploma, look out for, okay, what am I interested in? Am I interested in human resource, for example? What sort of courses can I take on the free platform? What sort of free courses can I take? Can I take courses on Udemy, Coursera? Can I acquire relevant knowledge? It could even be Microsoft Office Suite, Excel. What things can I learn? Word, PowerPoints. Because these are the things that you use to work majorly. So try to get acquainted with some of these things. Try to get used to it. Also, at the point of applying for these jobs, if you get called, for example, when you're having interview sessions, you also need to, they need to like embrace their inexperience. Obviously, they know you're a young graduate, so they want to see the passion from you and the enthusiasm to say, okay, I'm not really experienced in this thing, but I'm really interested in learning. And as part of my interest in learning, I was able to do these courses, do this. I'm also very passionate about this. I want to learn. I want to know how they want to see the zeal in you for them to give you that opportunity. I also mentioned earlier about seeking out for, what's it called, seeking out for internship opportunities while you're in school, volunteering opportunities, freelance opportunities. I feel like a lot of youths do not look out for these things. And when they now, when they're out of school, they now look back and feel like, I should have been on the lookout for some of these things. And this is, yeah, this also speaks, it speaks to myself too, because while I was in school, I wasn't looking out for volunteering opportunities or internship opportunities. We're always looking out to make money rather than looking out to gain the knowledge and experience. But gaining that knowledge and experience is very critical, because you need to earn before you, you need to learn before you can earn. Yes. So another thing I would also advise young people to do is to build their network. You should be able to build your network, both online and offline. So while you're in school, you have a LinkedIn profile. If you know what you are looking for, I know most people don't know what they want to do, but look out for top professionals, look out for people who motivate you, connect with them on these platforms, on LinkedIn platforms, go for conferences or events where you feel you can network well and relate with some of these people. By relating with them, you get, they can give you advice on things you need to do, courses you need to take, how to build your profile, and that way you're making yourself a better professional.
So I want to jump in right here so I don't rush this, right? I want to make it a lot more practical. So an average person who is probably in the university listening to this can pick up from this conversation and may probably draw a roadmap or a chart, you know, depending when he or she graduates from the university, and say, okay, I can really look at my life and say I now have 2 years of experience, you know, with my degree. So if we are to speak to Adit DG right now, knowing what you know as Adit DG, and then taking you back to 200 level, let's say 200 level, you know, in the university, what would you, knowing what you know now, what would you do better, and how will you draw a roadmap, right, that would give you an advantage, you know, for the world of work?
Okay, great. Yeah, I think that's very practical. So looking at myself, going back to 200 level, I attended UNILAG. And UNILAG was a school whereby, was a good school, good institution, but we had a couple of strikes. And during the strike periods, what was I doing? I wasn't looking out for internship opportunities. I wasn't looking out for volunteering or freelance opportunities. I was basically just engaged in some other activities that were not building work experience. So if I was to go back with the knowledge I know now, I'll be looking out for, there are a lot of free internship opportunities where you can gain skills, like the most basic skills. So that's what I'll be looking out for. I'll be looking to acquire such skills. Okay. I'll be looking to build, I'll be looking to take courses that will help me with public speaking, because you, as you go as a professional, you need to get involved in a lot of public speaking. So I'll be looking to gain knowledge in such areas. What else would I be doing? I'll also be looking to build my network, to have more relationships with people, get in conversations, attend conferences within school, build my network with people in other departments, you know, just create the sense of publicity for myself and network well with people. So those are the sort of things I'll be doing if I was to go back to school, considering the knowledge I have now.
Great. So let me pick this conversation from free internships. So I've had a couple of conversations with people, right, who have issues with internships. And so a quick question that may come up is, oh, free internships, how do I take care of myself during those periods where I just go to do free internships and I don't get paid?
That's a critical question. How do you take care of yourself? As a young student who needs money to do a lot of things, how do you take care of yourself? Yeah. So first of all, there are internship opportunities that are paid, but they are not as much as the ones that are not paid. But I feel like the ultimate goal as a young person in that situation, As much as you are looking to make income, if you're someone who has a relatively good support system,
okay,
you should be looking out for these internship opportunities, regardless of if they are paid or not paid internship opportunities. And this is because by the time you have those little work experience and 2 months, 3 months, and you are going into the work environment, you realize that you are different, or your competence level is way higher than the average graduate who had not worked in any corporate environment. So you are used to the little things like, okay, help me develop a PowerPoint slide.
Okay.
Or can you help me? You know, some basic Excel shortcuts. So these little things set you apart when you're done with school and entering the labor market. So if I'm to advise anyone, I feel like I would tell you, like, the ultimate goal at that point is not looking to gain income, but looking to build your knowledge and how you can develop yourself.
Right.
Understand the importance of earning, but that should be like your ultimate goal.
Yeah. That's clear enough. I mean, all of us always have support systems. So I think you just need to be intentional about getting a support system that would help you leverage on every unpaid internships, if you can't lay your hands on paid internships. So your goal should just be, I want to get experience from this and move on, that would help me better.
Yeah.
Great thoughts, right? But let me drill down into the next point, which is build your networks. Sometimes a lot of times building networks looks like one big mountain to climb, because I know you've mentioned this like twice in this conversation. So I'm trying to break it down. I'm trying to look for a way we can break this conversation on building networks to an average mind who does not even understand what building networks means. So okay. an average young person may not understand the benefit of building networks until he or she needs those networks, right? So maybe we should really make it much more practical to say, well, what exactly do you mean when you say build networks, right? And have more relationship. Why? To what use?
Okay. Very good. So when I say build networks, I'm talking about build. So from the point where you're in school, from your 100 level, 200 level, if I was to go back to school, I will build relationships with people, with a lot of people. You don't want to be in isolation. You don't want to not relate with people. And the major reason why is because you realize that the work environment is more like a social circle. Mm. People refer people based on their relationships. Mm. So for example, I'm a young graduate. I finished school and I had very good relationship with people I used to be in classes with, or even people in other departments. And there is an opportunity. I'm the first person that comes to their mind because of our relationship. They won't think about someone who they don't communicate with. And even these days, when people switch jobs or get better opportunities, if 70 to 80% of the time is based on referrals. So it all boils down to, who do you know? Who are the people you talk to? Who's within your network? So you might have all of the skills, the competencies, but if you don't have the right relationship skills, sometimes you might not be seen. So you need to ensure that from being a young graduate, you have the right people within your network. Even aside from your school, you can relate with people on social media platforms and link up with them on Twitter. And it all boils down to your communication skills also. Mm. Some people want to meet a new person and you send a message in a way that the person is not going to respond to you. There needs to be like a certain level of courtesy. I saw a post recently and someone was looking for a job and the person was like, he just reached out to the person to say, I think it was a question mark on the person's job post. And the person was like, oh, you want to apply for the job? And he was like, yeah, would I be reaching out to you if I don't want to apply for this job? So little things like that, you just tend to sell yourself out. So you need to know how to communicate. You are meeting someone for the first time. You are sending the person a message for the first time. She'll be saying things like, "Dear, so, I'm happy to meet. My name is so. I'm this is what." So you're telling the person, "This is what I do. My name is this. This is what I do, and this is the reason why I'm reaching out to you. I saw your profile, and I feel like you have expertise in this, and I would like to get to know you better." The chances of you getting a response from that is way higher than just sending a message without the right format. Yeah, so that's what I'll say in terms of building your network.
Impressive. So I agree with your point as regards to referrals. We did a survey sometime last year asking over 230 something recruiters in Nigeria, right, on what was their easiest go-to source for finding talent. And then the highest of all was referrals. So a lot of recruiters rely more on referrals than even to post on LinkedIn. LinkedIn was the second, right? Job board was not even among the top five, right? So that shows that I agree with that point about referrals, and that's the reason why we should build relationships. I also agree around your communication skills. Your communication skills also count, you know, as if you need to build relationships with people. You need to know how to communicate your thoughts. You know, I mean, just to even give a case in point was me speaking to Idris about this particular topic we are having a conversation about, right? And then he recommended I should speak to you. And then I just reached out to you on LinkedIn via a simple message, and that was it, right? So I totally agree with all of this point. I want to learn from you now at DJG. How do you build your networks now? You know, how do you build relationships now? Now that you know that relationship is critical, you know, and then you agree that we are still young, how do you? This is me wanting to learn your method on building relationships for your career growth.
Okay, that's great. So in terms of me, how do I build relationships? I have so when I at the workplace, first of all, I try to ensure that I do my work well. And doing your work well means that people will like you and want to engage with you. Mm. And they want to engage with you on a personal basis. So that way you are building relationship.
Okay.
You are building relationship with yourself. When you attend, with your colleagues rather. Also, when you attend like training sessions or events or where you have huge stakeholders within the organizations, one should also be able to contribute to the conversation, ask relevant questions where possible, and that way you're building relationships with these key stakeholders within the organizations. If they're thinking of someone to call, they just remember there was this guy when we're having this conversation and he made a point about this, can we have him? You know, that we are building relationship with key people within the organization. Also, you attend external conferences and events. I feel like that's a good opportunity to also network. You're attending events that have different professionals from different fields. So you try to talk to people, get a sense of what they do and how they bring value to the organizations. You network with them too. And another critical, for me, another thing I do is I have a network of young people that I relate with. So I have like a social media, Telegram, WhatsApp group.
Okay.
With a lot of young people who are looking to have mentors. So I'm building my social capital that way by helping these young people. If I have job opportunities, I share with them.
Okay.
And they also are directly or indirectly, they're on the lookout for you because they know that this person is trying to help us. So if they see things that will be beneficial to you, so they also share to you. They also share these things with you. So it's, I feel like it's majorly about helping people. The more you help people, the more people put you in mind, and it's a social network, and people tend to remember those who are on the lookout for them. So the more you are trying to assist other people, the more you are building your own social capital too. That's what I do basically.
Impressive. It's been an impressive time talking to you, Adedeji, and I really enjoyed every bit of our conversation. There's one last question I always want to ask, is what's one book had made an impact on your career so far that you'd always want to recommend to any young person?
Oh, interesting. One book I would always recommend to everybody is 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. I feel like that's a book that would help you to teach you different things about how to be highly effective, thinking win-win, and the other 7 points.
Great.
And the other 6 points, rather.
Great. Thanks a lot. I mean, I think I read this book 3 years ago. Thanks a lot for recommending. I really appreciate your thoughts. I don't know if you have any last words on this episode before we call the show off.
So my last word will just be to like the young people who get to listen to this. Try as much as possible to educate yourself. Embrace your inexperience and show that how keen you are to learn new things. And you seek out for opportunities, build your network. And most importantly, you need to focus on your soft skills, because at the end of the day, to get to the highest levels, people are no longer looking at your technical skills. So when as you rise, try to build on your soft skills. And most importantly, you should have a good CV. Revamp that your CV. And make sure, because without the CV, nobody's going to call you. So get your CV in check.
That's a good way to really end this conversation. And I like the fact that you say you should embrace your inexperience, right? Because the truth is, if you don't embrace it, you need to acknowledge the fact that you don't have experience, right? And when you first acknowledge that, it now help you put one and two together. Thanks a lot. It's been a good time having this conversation. I appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode. For more episodes, visit www.greatawaiting.com.